So our thinking on the definitions was that, you know, we're not arguing for inclusion. We're trying to anticipate what someone might argue and that we might have to grapple with from a staffing perspective. And it seemed likely that if someone wanted to build a large 30 or 75 megawatt plant, that they would come in and argue this is a quasi-public use under your current definition. And quasi-public uses are allowed in a lot of places in Rockland. So we tried to grapple with that. And we said, well, that may be the case, so let's fix it. And let's say that is actually not going to be a large-scale energy production facility, and we're going to instead give that its own definition and carefully limit where in the city that will occur. And that's why we've sort of been talking about quasi-public uses out of a concern that the argument would be made and identifying the need to fix it.
Okay. Shall we, any other questions on that before we go to water utilization? Xander.
Xander Shaw. In that vein, in terms of the definitions, I was kind of curious about more of a organization or like standard for coming up with these, in the sense that it was clear that as a quasi-public use power generation facilities of the scale that we're talking about was not really addressed because of the fact that they were able to be put in so many places in the neighborhood that one would not anticipate wanting to have a power generation plant of this scale. And so in creating this use or this definition for this use and also establishing the zones with which it can occur and the locations with which it can occur, I'm curious how that folds back into sort of the comprehensive plan and or an overall view as to the direction as to, is this use a desirable use or is it part of the comprehensive plan, and are the zones and locations something that should be reviewed as part of that process? Whereas I understand the planning board for sure kind of governing the site plan review and of those ordinances, I kind of thought or anticipated that a larger scale conversation that seems to fall more under the umbrella of a comprehensive plan would have taken place or would be part and parcel to this process, which doesn't at the moment seem to be. I guess my question is it going to be? And if so, how is that going to be incorporated?
Sandra, let me make a request so we can move it. Could you like email that to us so we can get it, respond to it? I'm not sure unless Kevin has a clear answer.
Well, I think so. We can speak briefly to that. Anticipating that at some point the Comprehensive Planning Commission will be looking at these ordinances, likely between first and second reading by the City Council, if not before. We did sort of do an initial scan of the comprehensive plan, sort of looking for terms. What's it say about energy production? What's it say are the appropriate uses in the industrial zone? And it really actually doesn't offer a lot of guidance there. And that's probably something we'll need to address as we're now working on updates to the comprehensive plan. But certainly a lot of this is zoning, and it will be going to the Comprehensive Planning Commission for them to chew on and weigh in on and share their thoughts and recommendations to the council. And that's been a very helpful process in the past with other complicated ordinances and initiatives.
So that happens prior to the recommendations to council?
Between first and second reading, typically.
So it goes to council, they pass it on first reading, goes to comps, comps comes back with their recommendations. If those are substantially different and the council votes to accept them, they go back to first reading, they don't go to final reading.
I would also say this isn't the end of the conversation. And this is one set of we're looking at certain specifics, but that's not to say the community shouldn't discuss this further. And the planning board is certainly not stating, Carol speak, that we have the answers to that at all. We were asked to look at these specific questions, and they're the engineers were very helpful in identifying in today's technology what you need to make sure that you're addressing from a zoning, from a review standpoint, and that's how we've approached it. But I would certainly encourage the community to continue talking about where you want or where we want such plants to be or not be, and what types of, you know, energy we want to have.
Chair, we go, Susan.
Or if we don't want that at all.
Or if we want to lose the size.
That's right.
That's right. There are lots of questions still to be answered.
Okay. Can we go on to any questions before we move on to water at this point? Sir.
I'm new to Rockland.
Can you wait till you get to the microphone?
I'm new to Rockland, and I have been reading about this proposal.
I'm sorry, could you say your name, pardon?
My name is Randall Christian, okay. And I'm curious as to what benefits this plant will have for Rockland itself. Are you planning on selling? Is the energy going to stay here? Are you planning on using this to generate and selling the
We're not proposing anything. We were here to help construct these ordinances and identify what potential hazards are there.
What's the purpose of this plant?
There is no plant proposal here. We're not talking about any specific plant. And there certainly are obvious benefits to say, someone who owns the old Walmart facility, potential benefits to put solar panels on all of their roofs.
Yes.
There are well-known benefits in terms of resilience and reliability for healthcare facilities to have the ability to generate power on site. And that's very common, and that's part of what's covered here.
Does Rockland need a gas plant? Would people in Rockland be able to hook into this gas power plant that is not proposed? I don't understand what it is that you are discussing if you're not discussing the construction of gas-powered plants.
Can I leave the microphone? So, Jim, if you want to go to the microphone.
We had a company come and want to.
Hang on, Dolly, so people can hear you. Right. We are on TV.
We had a company come and propose it. That led to a long conversation in the community, and this is one of the results where we realized we did not have the rules or regulations in place that would protect our community from someone who chose to buy industrial land that we did not own. Mm-hmm. So this is an attempt to get a second chance before the next company comes to us to have the rules and regulations and the process in place to protect Rockland from any kind of large-scale energy it doesn't want to have.